Welcome home. We are WNST. Tass Baltimore, AM 1570. We are live at Coco's for the holidays. They turned the holiday music down just a little bit for us, but the holidays are turned up. We got our Raven scratch-offs giveaway. Our Maryland Crab Cake Tour brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. Today is the first of many, many eggnogs, crab cakes, friends, conversations, colleagues, local people. It's already off to a great start. I haven't even had any eggnog in my coffee yet, but I will. That's what I need. I need eggnog and a coffee, Marcella. We're out here at Coco's in Lauraville, and there's friends, residents. Rasig has been my friend for 40 years. He lives three blocks away. He is my co-host with a K. Rasig lives in the neighborhood and frequents Zeke's Coffee. Zeke's Coffee has a long history with my station and show, having served coffee at all of our road trips before we sent bus trips off to New York and Pittsburgh and playoff games and all that. Thomas Rhodes is here. He's a founder. Last I was with you, I think you had little animals that were civets that were eating beans that they were pooping out. It's a long story. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But that was about 15 years ago. And Rasig, you have this coffee mafia that you gather with every Friday, correct?
I mean, it's not. I'm just an attendee to this great kind of table that Thomas and Dave Pugh kind of run every Friday morning at Zeke's. It's awesome. It's open. It's great conversation, great sports talk, great music talk. What else, Thomas?
Some politics.
A little bit of politics.
Stupid
creeps
stuff.
In. Yes. Some pools that we run that occasionally in there, which are fun too. So.
Never is an inducement to wager.
Never,
never. How are you, man? Happy coffee to you. Thanks for. So I'm an idiot. I hit you. Rasig hits me, and I wanted to get Nick out, and I had a guest that I lost today, so I had to fill a little bit. Rasig was coming out. I had a friend that just had a family issue, couldn't make it up here right now, and loves Coco's, by the way. But I'm not going to out this person. But so like a couple days ago, I'm like, I got to get some more people out from the neighborhood. And she's doing the Santa thing here. And I said to Rasig, and I missed your coffee thing last week. He puts a picture up at like 11 o'clock every Friday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, why don't you tell me it's 7 a.m. or the night before? Or, hey, can you make coffee?
Right. I often remember it at the last minute myself. So.
Well, I want to come and have coffee. So tell me what this
Thomas
coffee mafia thing.
Yes.
Is it? By the way, it's good to see you again.
So, a couple of my customers that have become close friends. One of them is my garage mate with our motorcycle habit.
Okay.
Bob Kleinschmidt and Dave Pugh and I used to do it prior to the pandemic, but that screwed everything up. So, we sort of put it on hiatus, and we finally got back to it when everyone could get their schedules right. We used to do it on Thursday. But it didn't work out, so we did it Friday morning. And
Friday feels right.
It really works well.
Start the weekend, you know?
Start the weekend and wind down, complain about the work week.
I love coffee, dude, so you don't have to tell me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I promote Royal Farms. Mm-hmm. Royal Farms coffee is the one for me. That's better than he's kicking lately, but nonetheless.
Yes.
By the way, he doesn't drink Royal Farms. I see him whenever he's pictured with fans. He's not drinking, and it drives me crazy on behalf of Royal Farms. I do drink Royal Farms coffee, but I have the Fueled by Zeke's thing. I know of it from being a city resident who attended the farmer's market
mm-hmm.
every Sunday.
Yep.
And I think that's the first time I saw you or became aware of you.
Fueled by Zeke's.
Yeah, my friend Emily worked for you down on the stand there 20 years ago. And this when...
17. But
this is sort of when, like, bougie coffee was, like, Starbucks had kind of happened. And the coffee bean in like, the even like, the book, Pour Your Heart Into It, I had read and all that. So my coming to it was the Starbucks Gucci-fication of what a dark roast was, because I never drank coffee as a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty caffeinated. Rasig would tell you. He's known me since I was 15.
Yeah.
I was pretty caffeinated from birth. I mean, I get this naturally, just the way I'm born. So the coffee thing, doing this thing with the shaky shake, I have to go half decaf, half. So whenever I make it at home, I'm half and half, because I love coffee. Mm-hmm. I love dark roast, mm-hmm. and I love coffee that tastes like coffee.
Fantastic.
All right, here it is.
Look at this. Telltale Dark. Holiday roast. Well, how do I know what the hell these are?
Well, on our one-pound bags, they have descriptions like can you grab that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need a little card with it.
This is that special thing. We don't really do half-pounds anymore, but like on our other bags, it's described here.
Hold on. What is the Coco's blend? Because I came in here. I made the mistake yesterday texting you, and I'm like, you know Marcella, right? I'm like, duh. Like, I knew your shack was at the end of the street here. I didn't realize what an operation it's become, because I remember your original homestead was on the other end of this block.
Yeah, it still
right?
is.
Yeah.
That's the wholesale side.
But that was way smaller when I knew you 15 years ago, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
It was a little...
One cubicle up.
Yeah, you were a little place.
Now it's the whole warehouse.
And I know of your cafe, which isn't there, but is more like a mile up the road. Maybe less
four
than a mile?
Four-tenths of a mile.
It's four blocks. Okay. I knew she poured your coffee when I was the idiot and texted you and thought, duh, of course. I've seen her with the cup here, with your Zeke cup.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to bring me a cup. But what is the Coco's house blend like? If you were to do a Nasty Nestor blend, would I'd say this to my cannabis partners at Curio. When we have a Nasty Nestor strain, do I get to come out and cultivate? What do I do here? Because I would love to have my own blend.
What we built was a coffee for what this place is.
Okay.
So it's not specifically a dark roast, and it's not specifically a light roast. It's a South American and an African coffee that we blend together. It's more I don't want to insult Coco's, but it's sort of
it's
more.
It's diner coffee.
No, it's better than that. It's more like it works with going out to eat.
Okay, gotcha.
It's probably a better way to say
okay.
it.
Okay, it's an after-dinner coffee.
Yes, yes.
What's funny here is it says right on here, it may be 5 o'clock somewhere, but not here and not now.
Nice,
and the funny
yeah.
thing is I think about, what was it, 5 o'clock coffee? Is that what it was called?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock coffee. Was it Acme? Acme? A&P? A&P?
The Grinders at the counter? At the
8 o'clock coffee is what it was called. Why was it called 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And every grocery store at the end of the register had the Grinder.
I do remember this when I was a kid. Yeah, AP. Yeah,
man. That,
man. AMP. AMP. Yeah. How does a dude get into coffee? Like, what? I would say to you, I really didn't drink coffee other than late night driving on the turnpike. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of coffee. Like,
gotcha.
To your point. And I didn't drink coffee for pleasure the way I'm about to, because Marcella's bringing me a Zeke's cup here. Look at this. See, when you want coffee for pleasure, this is what you do, you know? So
that's right.
She put something's creamy in here. I don't know what it is. Might be eggnog.
Might be some eggnog.
No, that's not eggnog. I don't know what that is. That's got a little kicky kick in it. I think it's got like Kahlua or something in it, but what do you recommend in your coffee? Nothing, right? See, I knew you were going to be all bougie about this.
A couple ice
Tell me
cubes.
Why I screwed your coffee all up. Go ahead.
You're not tasting good coffee. The bottom line is...
It tastes pretty damn good to me.
It's sure, but it tastes better without it.
This is a little sweet. She put Kahlua in this. She's got some nippy-nip in here. Something's
someday,
going on.
Someday I want you to just have a black cup of coffee and let it get a little...
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your coffee mafia thing, and on that day, I'm going to drink whatever you put in front of me.
Dig it.
Just same way I just drink whatever Marcella just put in.
Trust in the Thomas, yes.
Dig it. I mean, we have nitro cold brew, like pours like a Guinness. It's this cold coffee. It's made from cold brew concentrate. So when you pour it.
I don't like cold coffee.
Okay.
Yet. I don't like dark coffee yet. Black coffee.
Right. Well, there's, you know.
Great song, Black Coffee in Bed. But
I learned to drink coffee in the Army.
Yeah.
And when you're in the Army, you have to put hot chocolate, sugar, and milk. Because it's garbage.
Right. Well, yeah, it's bad coffee.
And then
right?
I came out of the Army. I just kept doing it. And I got into the business when I started at another roastery before I started Zeke's.
So you started at a roastery to become a roaster to say, I'm trying to get a profile flavor of a bean, correct?
I started at another company. So how I got into coffee is...
That is delicious, by the way. I don't care what you think of it.
I was working in the theater, building sets, hanging lights,
stuff
like that. And I wasn't really making a lot of money, so my buddy was working at the Daily Grind in Fells Point.
Okay.
And he says, you want a shift? You get a free pound of coffee. And I'm like, bingo.
Okay.
So I started doing it. And I
talk about a real coffee whore. Just work for free. Work for free coffee.
Well, we actually we got great tips down there. It was that was.
I had coffee there often because I had a client that worked on the street down there on the cobblestone. Sure.
Right. So, I mean, that's where I started. And then
But what did you know about coffee then?
I didn't know Jack.
I asked this about, like, literally, I asked this about people who are into whiskey or into wine or into weed or into food. Like, where's the genesis where you say, I like coffee so much that I'm going to learn about it, learn how to be it, because that's a real different. I did that with sports in my life, right?
Sure.
Like, it went from being something that was a hobby to something I don't hate it now, but I don't love it like you love coffee. you know, you can wear out on it a little bit.
I'll give you the cliff notes. My wife and I were not together, but we were hanging out, and
right.
we got pregnant. And my boss said, do you want a job with benefits? I'm like, yes. So
okay.
I went to the roasting side. And then a couple years later, he made a decision to
– get your mic. Here you go.
He made a decision to sell his company, and I personally didn't think it was a good idea. It was in 2004 when buy local was the buzzword.
Dang, sure.
And he sold it from the broom factory down in – I don't want to say the name.
Yeah,
of the
good,
company,
it's fine.
To Luray, Virginia, which fell out of the buy local.
Sure.
So there's some other things that happened, but basically at the end we had no money, and I talked to my wife. I said, I just checked with the bank to find out about escrow. I wasn't big into finances back then, and I found out what escrow my house was. And I'm like, ooh, can I have it? And they said yes. So I took a second mortgage out of my house to open Zeke's.
A true entrepreneur.
Oh, what a guy.
A risk taker.
And what's really cool is we got $32,000, and I only used $23,000.
So you got to keep a little. Bought a motorcycle with
it. Put it back a couple.
Oh, probably, yeah.
But anyhow, that's how we opened Zeke's. We were going through the process of starting it, and my father passed. And my father called us Zeke as a nickname. He called the boys Zeke. And when our family got big, he decided to feminize and call the girls Zekas.
Okay.
So I said to my wife, we were going through names. And I said, Charm City Coffee Roasters, because we're in
local,
Baltimore.
Local, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And she said, Zeke's Coffee. And we went back and forth, and I said, why not Charm City Coffee Roasters? And she said, a dime a dozen. I'm like, you're right. Charm City Cakes, Charm City this, Charm City that. She said, Zeke's is going to be good. It's going to be a great name for it. And look, you don't have to say Zeke's Coffee anymore.
That's right.
I'm getting my Zeke's.
Well, what's interesting to me as 33 years of doing this is people like you, and I would put Hugh Sisson into this too.
Sure.
You know, Hugh did beer. And I remember going down and drinking his beer, and I always say it was always flat, it was always warm, it was, you know, it's the way it was supposed to be, you know. Mm-hmm. And we argue about it. Now he's got this thing, and I think anybody that follows a passion, right, that they're into something and years later can make it work, mm-hmm. you know. And especially when you're a first mover in a place, because I would think with coffee, 2000 and whenever, pick any time in this century, Starbucks has sort of dominated it, right?
Sure.
McDonald's was trying to, you know, other places are trying to be that other thing. And then there's all of these places I go where coffee has been regionalized now in places like Portland, mm-hmm. in Asheville, North Carolina, in hippie community, You
huge.
Go to Missoula, Montana, Rockstar's own coffee thing. That's same thing with cannabis, same thing mm-hmm. with beer, rye, with whiskey,
yeah, all of it.
Tequila, you know, mm-hmm. all of these brands and different things. But the coffee thing that I would say locally, for you here, people know what you are and they know you're local and you've done a great job of getting that. I was in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl like 6-7 years ago. That's the only place I've ever been where the coffee, they refuse to drink Starbucks there. They have like it's called Northern, whatever. But they are ubiquitous there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go there, It's sort of like Starbucks got thrown out, you know.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
And I don't want to say you could displace them here, but they never had a presence here to say they were going to be local. And I can't think of anybody else doing local coffee the way you found the spot. You found the spot where people drink this every day.
We're every man coffee. I mean, we do it for everybody. We do quality coffee that is pretty much affordable for everyone. I mean, obviously, with the pandemic and pricing, it's going up, and we can't stop that. It's just a thing that's happening. But still, we have fairly reasonable prices on our coffee. Our drinks at the shop are good, price-wise. When we started Zeke's, there was only two Starbucks in Baltimore.
Right.
And I can't remember where they were. There's a ton now.
Yeah, but I would also think that there's a point where you find that angle of being local,
mm-hmm.
and to your point, we are a town of neighborhoods. I mean,
sure.
nobody ever comes, nobody ever leaves Baltimore. Sid came and never left, right?
Me too.
Yeah.
But that's a point of pride and reference, I think. You could have been Charm City Coffee, right? I mean, like Charm City Cakes, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But taking this on, Union Brewing, when I talked to like other the beer companies, these local people with these visions, that's just something in this century. I don't think we talk enough about that, especially in this country. You talk about politics and just how Walmarts have taken over. The coffee is still a place where Starbucks can run it in certain spots, but there's a lane everywhere I go to see local companies like you doing this because you do it better.
Every time we go somewhere, I'm always looking for Zeke's of Philadelphia, Zeke's of Boston.
Somebody sent me to a Gucci spot in Miami.
I love Miami coffee.
Yeah, somebody
Cubanos.
It wasn't a Cubano. It was in Wynwood. But somebody said, dude, like I interviewed a guest 10 years ago. He's like, you like coffee? I'm like, yeah, I love coffee. You got to go to this place. And like so destination coffee, you know?
Yeah, destination
so what,
coffee.
What makes your process small batch brewing? Because I see Royal Blue. I see Telltale. Trying them, of course. But what are you trying to accomplish? And I ask this with the beer people.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency.
But your flavor palette.
We go all over.
Okay.
I like dark coffee. I like light coffee. I like them all, but my favorite's dark.
Telltale?
This is one of my favorites.
Royal Blue. What makes it your favorite? What is your flavor profile?
I mean, I don't want to sound weird, but it tastes like coffee.
I like that. Okay, that's good.
I mean, it really just has that coffee taste. This is this has a smoky taste because it's got an Italian roast in it, and it's got a Guatemalan in it. It gives it a little bit of a sweet taste. Nah, not sweet, but.
See, I spent a lot of time in Jamaica. So the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, one of the most expensive coffees in the world. I get it. Sometimes I'm disappointed by it. Sometimes I've gotten it and it's been a little stale. When I've gotten it in Jamaica from, like, the source, and it's expensive as hell, twice as expensive after they had, like, a rotting thing in the hills there. But that, to me, tastes like coffee.
The guana. The back guana that fertilizes the trees?
Correct.
Yeah. So, good news. Clydesdale Farm, I think it's Clydesdale, Jamaican Blue Mountain, the top farm, we got it back. We haven't had it for a long time. We haven't had access to it.
You have Jamaican Blue Mountain in your place.
We just got it.
So I can come and get a pound of it right now.
Not this week. Next week.
Nice. For Christmas. Even better.
The bags just came in.
My wife's leaving town next week. I'll have it all to myself.
And we got a top, I think it's from Maui.
Guess what I'm drinking.
We got a nice Maui coffee, too.
What is it about the exotic part of saying, like, the girls are pretty there and the beach is nice, that to make the coffee good? It's about hills and mountains, and I don't know enough about the science of this in the way that, like, good grapes are grown in Sonoma Valley, right?
Do you know the Tropic of Capricorn and Tropic of Cancer?
Yes.
Anything in between there is the coffee zone.
Coffee zone, nice.
Yeah, you can't really grow it outside of it. We don't grow it in America except Hawaii because it's there. Hawaiian coffee is basically Ethiopian. Most all of coffee is said to be Ethiopian. There's long stories.
The bean originates from there.
Yeah, Dancing Goat was Cowdy's. He was a shepherd, and his goat would eat the coffee beans and get all jittery. And that's how they sort of – legend says it that they sort of – there's a bunch of legends. But if you ever look at the east coast of Africa and Yemen
– okay.
Because the Yemenis claim they were the founders of coffee. But back in the day, they were together and they
– see, we were kids. It was always Juan Valdez in Colombia, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we thought, you know.
That's it.
Didn't he run coke?
But the difference – I think he did at a Medellin, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But the coffee part of saying this is from Colombia, this is from the high mountains of Jamaica, this is from Indonesia, Java, right? Mm-hmm. We say, I have a cup of Java. Mm-hmm. Java's a place, right?
Yes, like, it is.
So what makes the beans different there? And give this to me in, like, coffee 101. Because you had to learn this when you started doing beans, right?
So all coffee originated in the same area. And then it was distributed out. And different cultivations in different areas. In Indonesia, it's got a lot of ash from volcanoes. So you have...
Okay.
That generates different tastes. African coffees are sweeter. They use a lot of the... coffee's a cherry. It's not a bean.
Ah.
We're six learning.
And,
totally.
And when they take it, like, they still pretty much depulp them. Most of the coffee we get... small batch, not like these big
farms. Front, right.
Yeah, they're big. They still do a lot by hand.
Okay.
Or water, spinning the mills. And basically, it's two pieces of wood, and they put the cherries through, and it squirts the...
Splits it. Okay.
Squirts the seeds out.
Okay.
And they take all that meat and put it back on the trees as fertilization. So that's traditionally, and now it's being done a lot of other places, was done in Africa, Kenya. And
it's amazing what goes into a cup of coffee.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
A place, why don't they call it cherries if they are cherries?
Because they're coffee beans.
Okay.
So when a bean comes to you, is it green and raw? Like, is it considered a raw bean?
Yep. And if you were to put that bean through a coffee grinder, it would break the burrs because it's
hard,
pliable too. So it would squeeze in, but then go. But what we do is we burn it.
Okay.
Everybody burns coffee. A certain big company with a mermaid burns it too much.
Okay.
There's a certain level. Like this Italian roast, this here is a double.
Let's smell some coffee, shall we, on the show? Thomas Rhodes is here. He is from Zeke's Coffee. He's giving me a coffee education, Coffee 101. Rasig is here. He is my co-host. We are at Coco's Pub. I'm holding the house blend. This is also, this is already a ground.
Yes.
I grind fresh every morning.
Yeah.
I got to have fresh beans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what's this?
So let's do this first.
Right, we're doing a whole thing here. Go ahead.
This is
I got biscotti here too from Darabunji.
Total education.
This is a lighter roast. So,
I'm not a light roast dude. I mean, I like to smell it. It smells like coffee. It has a little buttery smell.
So it's a light. It's a little lighter. Now,
yeah,
now
it's a little buttery.
This
it smells like popcorn almost. Yep. Now this is coffee here. This is
so that's,
this,
a, that's Italian roast. That's like a twice roasted.
This is my lane. That smoky. This is my lane right here. Yeah.
And what we get to do that a lot of big companies with mermaids can't do is we can buy specialty grade coffee. They buy good coffee, but because they need so much,
you're getting a more specialized small batch. I got you. Okay.
And that was always been our business motto. Not
that's
motto,
why it's better.
We always buy the best. And when it becomes more expensive, then we just raise the price. We don't heckle over pricing. When my broker says it's this, he is my man in the field. Their whole company, they go out to origin, being
sourcing beans is a thing, right?
Yeah, they have little suitcases that are coffee roasters that will heat the water once they roast it, and it's they're insane, but cool because that's what we get.
So, how often do you do this sort of research at Zeke's? To walk a farm and get on a plane and go somewhere and see how this is done. And I would think a lot of it can be done video and whatever to see where this stuff's coming from. You want to know where your beans are coming from, right?
Sure. So my guy, he's in Jersey now. He was in New York. I talked to him. I used to talk to him like every week. It's not as much now because...
what you're getting, right?
Well, and my nephews run the whole wholesale side. So they're doing that stuff now.
Okay.
So I don't have to do it as much.
What do you do? Run the shop?
Manage managers.
Okay, good enough. Because you were willing to meet me for a coffee at Zeke's. I know you were.
Who does the marketing? Because the marketing is so great for Zeke's, too. Like, all this great gear that you could get. And it's very status in the neighborhood to wear Zeke's gear. I'm telling you.
Well, I meant me.
Yeah.
Me and my wife.
I see your bumper stickers a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Powered by Zeke's.
Fueled by Zeke's.
Fueled by Zeke's, sorry.
I was coming home from delivering to Eddie's when they were on St. Paul. And I was listening to NPR. And that day they had a story about pit crew guys, which I thought was really strange. And they're talking to the guy.
Pit crew, the guys who change the tires.
Yeah.
NASCAR, okay.
And he was talking in the Southern drawl. And he was going on. He goes, yeah, we keep them fueled up. And I'm like, so do I. And I went to the warehouse and wrote Fueled by Zeke's.
Fueled, okay.
I'm giving you way more credit now. That's really good.
These are the stories he doesn't tell on the Friday Mafia.
I know, he doesn't.
Event,
I don't know. I'm
learning
some history.
I didn't come to the show
here
at Zeke's on a Friday morning so I can learn things about you guys.
Just talk football, you know.
or baseball.
Or baseball, yeah.
Or basketball.
No,
or
I love
this. This is more fun than football right now.
It is for me. It's really interesting.
I'm a Penn State fan, so no.
Yeah.
I grew up in Harrisburg.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I like Harrisburg. Harrisburg's nice.
Harrisburg's real nice.
I was telling Rasig here about the sub shops up there use pizza dough for their sub rolls.
Man.
It's outstanding.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You should make a trip.
Oh, I have a little Italian restaurant up there that I love in downtown Harrisburg. My wife and I just a little place that's our place up there. We sneak off to.
Oh,
so yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about.
They have fresh spumoni there.
What's
they serve real spumoni.
What is it? Because we go up too.
I'm gonna hold on a second. You're gonna make me. It's a family name. It's a man's name. I just don't want to get his name wrong. Sammy. I think it's Sammy. Hold on. Let me make sure it's right.
Okay.
Let me make sure it's right.
Do you spend the night or do you come back to Baltimore?
Sammy's Authentic Italian Restaurant in down. Free plug for you, Sammy, because you're a good man and your boy's a good man too. He and his son. Small. It's local.
What street?
It's on 3rd Street.
Okay,
it's right in front of the Capitol.
Where so our friend?
It's right on the...
Yeah, it's right where our friend lives, yeah.
What happened was, and this would speak to the internet, if I find a damn picture, I will show
Sammy's.
It to you. Because when I find a picture, you're going to be like, I got to eat at that place. Because it was outside and there was a fresh spumoni. And when I saw the fresh spumoni, they make it in-house.
Nice.
So they make spumoni in-house. I'm an ice cream guy. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we got to go to that place. And then I looked at the rest of it, and they're doing, like, you know, legit pasta. This is a real – there's Sammy right there. There he is. All right. Sammy, you're a good man. Harrisburg, PA. There you go. All right. So free, local, just like this. We're at Coco's, by the way. We're doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I don't think he has a crab cake there. They don't have a crab cake at Amici's, but we're going to be there anyway 2 weeks from now. Also going to be at Casas on the 18th, Fadley's on the 12th. Thursday, we're at Gertrude's in the BMA. I'm going to get artistic with Dan Rodericks today. I'm learning about Telltale Dark with Zeke's. Thomas Rhodes is our guest. Rasig is our co-host as well. And so if I like Jamaican coffee,
yes,
and I like, let's say, Costa Rican or something like that, like when I've tried coffees from other parts of the world, I think I have a profile that is more Central American than it is Indonesian or African.
Yes.
The African stuff tastes like dirt to me a little bit. It has an earthy quality to it, I think.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Most of the African coffees we carry, excuse me, are sweeter.
Sweeter.
Because of the process I told you about. The fertilization.
I don't understand science. I mean, come on, I'm just drinking coffee.
They're putting the leftovers of the product back in the soil.
To refertilize the soil.
Yeah, so it becomes a little sweeter. And also, there's processes that can make coffee sweeter. One, you can have the palm civet eat it. And when the palm civet eats it, it digests, and the digestive juices ferment
the
coffee.
We're in a restaurant. Let's not talk about this here. Don't do this in front of Marcello. Yeah,
right.
It sort of squirts it out. See.
Did you ever see it?
No, I don't want to see it. I got you offered it last time I saw it. I avoided you for 15 years because of this.
It looks like a Baby Ruth bar.
I thought you were a weirdo, and then I meet you now, like, and I'm thinking he might be weird, but he's got
like
good
the,
coffee.
Like the thing they used in the Rodney Dangerfield movie. You know.
That was a Baby Ruth.
We're in a restaurant. Nobody's eating here. Tell everybody what – go ahead. Tell them what a civet
– so
a civet is a creature. It's like a little – like almost like a monkey, right? A little bit?
Rat, monkey, squirrel, type
combo.
Of something.
It's a creature.
It's from –
cute.
Sumatra mostly, that Indonesia.
Okay.
And it literally, so it's nocturnal, and it buys, it shops at night.
Kopi Luwak, also known as civet coffee, is a coffee that consists of partially digested. You paying attention to this, Rasig?
I am.
Coffee cherries, which have been eaten, and the word begins with a D-E-F-E-C- A-T-E-D.
Poop.
Yeah. Stool. Let's go with a better word.
Doesn't that look like a payday? I probably ruined paydays for you.
Dude, anybody that wants to get grossed out if you're driving around, Google K-O-P-I-L-U-W-A-K and realize this guy here at Zeke's is out of his mind. Now, but this is apparently like, this is like the filet mignon of the coffee world, right?
Yes.
This is the Chateaubriand.
So these animals are nocturnal. They're blind. And they go through the...
Oh, poor little guys.
They go through the orchards and they...
Now you make me want to eat their poop.
You don't eat it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're...
All right, go ahead. Oh, you're not on. I'm going to put you on. Why don't
you
grab a chair and come over here so you're
okay.
Not... Right. Jump in here next
all
to
right,
your
hold
seat.
On, hold on, hold on.
I'm trying to get... Go ahead. Keep telling me the story about the civet.
So,
we're at Mars later.
So it can't see. So it eats the ripest cherries on the tree by smell.
Okay.
So you can't.
So it's only going to eat the really ripe ones.
And you can't force feed them. They won't eat them until they're the right. You know, you can't do this in a cage. And people try, but it's not legit. they put logs in the orchards. For some reason, these animals like to go to on the log. That's how they harvest it. Because it's all sort of...
Who comes up with this?
I have no idea, but...
who thought this was really? An idea, you know?
Whoever ate the first oyster.
No, a very point. Brave man, is what yeah, I would say.
That
right,
is
exactly.
A great point,
I mean,
Mark.
If I were walking, if I were a farmer of coffee and I saw that, I'd be like, well, there's my product that that creature ate. I wonder what it's like. I would have been curious, I think.
Wow.
Because well, you're in a different part of Indonesia than me at yeah. this point. I probably would have been at Bali on the beach.
Have you seen the movie that this was in?
Bucket List?
The Bucket List. Have you seen The Bucket List?
No.
Oh, it's a great movie. Jack Nicholson.
And
which is Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
They drink this coffee, and that's what
yes,
makes it.
Yes, okay. You have to. You have to.
Do you, stock this coffee all the time?
No, we lost our provider. We have Zeke's DC. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but my nephew runs three shops down there now, and he roasts his own down there.
Okay.
And we were doing the event, and we sort of got, for lack of a better word, attacked by some.
Animal activists. No.
Yeah, yeah.
But you weren't hurting the civets, right?
No, and that's the thing.
They're just pooping.
We got a letter from them, and then I forwarded that letter to my lawyer. My lawyer's, you know, like he responded that we buy properly sourced, humanely sourced coffee. It's not in a cage. They are free range. And the guy on the other side said, yeah, well, other people are doing it, so we're going to protest you. And then, of course, I'll tell you this.
Is the coffee any good?
Yes, it's the best coffee I've ever had.
It's supposed to be the best coffee in the world. If you watch the movie, you'll find out.
All coffee's
we
fermented.
We went to your event. Yeah. You had that event.
What makes
that
it good?
Really cool.
Okay, so all
since you've had it, I haven't.
All coffee is fermented.
Okay.
One way or the other. Sometimes they let coffee just rot, the cherry meat rot, and that's a fermentation process. Mm-hmm. Most people do it in water for a day or two. They just let it sit, and it mellows it out a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
This stomach... thing that the animal has is the best way to do it, and it's fast. It's only a day process, or even that. When I first drank it, I was doing this because I was thinking about a cat box because I just couldn't get it out of my head. But I finally drank it, and I'm like, oh. And I'm like, did I put cream in that? It was so smooth. I didn't put cream in it. I don't put cream in my coffee.
You don't need anything in it.
You don't. It was insane. We'll try to find it again because we're
I just remember it was a story that Zeke's
like
was known for this.
Marsupial?
Yeah, it's like they're cute little guys. Yeah. Aww. Nobody's hurting them. That's the good news. So. They had some problems with that as well.
Yes.
Thomas Rhodes is here. Sig is here. Marsh is here. The Hollies. Let's talk about the neighborhood a little bit because I asked him if he knew you, and you're like, yeah, I served the coffee, and you. You've been here 40 years. You've been here almost 20 years on the same block in this community. And I you live in the community. We had, this is a community. People stay and they don't leave.
Well, let me just say, the Coco's and Zeke's are two of the great gathering places in our neighborhood right here. They're probably the two greatest.
Anchors.
The two greatest.
Yeah, we're the anchors.
Yeah, the two greatest, really, in the neighborhood. And they're both... places that, you know, are welcoming to everyone with great product, too. So I encourage everyone in the neighborhood and not in the neighborhood to get over here and get in on it.
You got the best crab cakes in town, no doubt.
Without doubt.
And then the best coffee in town.
You got the best coffee in town.
17 Absolutely. Years, Baltimore's best in a yeah. row, you know.
So you actually, when I came in, and she's like, do I know Thomas? I have my own blend. You know, it has a logo on it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of pimpy, right? I mean, yeah. when I'm thinking about that.
Do you have your own brand crab cakes then at Zeke's now? You haven't done that yet.
No, but what is it? What are you doing? Marcy,
what are we doing?
Come on. You told me about it earlier.
Well, I have a whole list of
things. What are we talking about?
All the stuff that's
coffee,
going on.
Yeah, we're going to start carrying some of the coffee here.
The coffee burger.
Oh, the coffee
brunch.
Burger. Sorry. So
what?
At the brunch this coming Saturday.
The one with the real Santa.
We are doing a coffee burger.
Which might carry over?
I'm sure.
So what is this, a rub? What are we doing?
Burger special night. They're doing a rub, mm-hmm. coffee rub.
I burger. Love yes. coffee rub steaks.
Not to plug anyone else, but Blue Pit, we partner with them. We
sell barbecue coffee. Joint, sure, okay.
Okay.
And they do
They're
the Zeke's.
Hamden, right?
Yeah, and they do the Zeke's. I can't remember what their meat product is, but and then they do the rub and they sell it. We sell it.
I had a coffee rub recipe steak like 15 years ago.
So good.
And it's one of my favorite things to like. I'd use an espresso roast when I do that. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Or no, what would you use for a rub?
I would use a dark roast. There's no such thing as an espresso roast.
Okay.
Espresso generally is not dark.
Okay.
There's no such thing as an espresso bean.
Okay.
They're all coffee beans.
Okay.
The difference is you build a blend, like our 1812 blend that we use for espresso is a 5-bean blend. And we do it for all different reasons. One, the
is it more concentrated?
Well, the brew process is. It's fine and it's a little bitter, but we use Monsoon Malabar. This is a coffee from India. And essentially, they have these big warehouses. And during the monsoon season, they open the sides up, and they let the monsoon wash the beans. And they sort of rot. They get bigger, but they make crema really nicely for our blend. It's so much fun to do. I just don't.
Well, it's
do
a whole world. It's like when I talk about beers and like, why do you brew an IPA or why is this a stout or why is this an ale or whatever?
Yeah.
I just think the science of it, and it's so specialized that you can be a fan of it and say I want to taste it, but I'm never going to be a guy roasting it. You know, that is still a very
you can.
Okay, you can,
you
but you're going
to
do it better
and
though.
They'll teach you how
what
to
be like
right?
me?
Don't
listen.
You do that?
We're going to bring something back.
Thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can go right now to Safeway and buy crab meat and go home and make a crab cake. It ain't going to be yours.
It's
you know
not.
What I mean?
No.
Right. I mean, it's just not. And
but you can buy specialty grade coffee from Sweet Maria's online. And if you have a West Bend hot air popcorn popper, you can roast it on your porch. Because let me give you this story. We have Civets roasters, not the animal. It just happens to be Michael Civets from Corvallis, Oregon.
That's amazing coincidence. Go ahead.
Yeah, he designed a fluid bed roaster, which 95% of the roasters are drum, and they spin over.
I've seen those before,
it's mostly what everybody uses.
Right.
So they spin over the heat source, where the heat source, it's a teardrop. Our chamber's a teardrop, and the flame from our burner goes through the air handler wheel. Essentially, it's built off of the Granger shelf and shot up into the chamber. So the heat is what agitates the beans. So it's cleaner. You know what chaff is?
No.
Chaff is like the peanut skin.
Right. Okay.
But that comes off. In drum roasters, they burn it off, which I think, you know, there's not much difference between drum and air roasted. I mean, I like air roasted better, but they have to let the chaff disintegrate where ours goes out right away.
So you really do have a different process than the way
Absolutely.
Most of it's done.
And one time, you know, when you're, you know, if you, let's say you make it to a Friday table, we'll run down and I'll show you.
Okay.
It's pretty damn cool.
I'm going to make it to a Friday table. Yeah. Rasig is here. He's been my lifer friend, our artist and cartoonist to the stars, and has been inviting me for years. Not years, but a couple since
I've
the pandemic.
I've only been doing it for a year.
Yeah,
you know,
but it feels like if you've been inviting me for...
Yeah.
A year. I met Rasig
Thomas,
a year ago.
Thomas was
It feels like you start. You've been coming here for like a couple of years. I've been doing the show here, and you're always like, you got to come to Zeke's. You got to come to Zeke's. So I brought Zeke's to here.
I think it's great.
Go.
I think
that's awesome.
Really
and
fun.
There's not even a real Zeke. It turns out it's a Tom, not a Zeke.
I love that story. Yeah, it's all good.
It was all of my brothers and sisters.
Well, yeah, I will get up to your place for some breakfast. I come down to Laurelville all the time. Marcella's here. We're doing a Santa here on Saturday. We're having all sorts of shopping things going on here as well.
And you can
ship
get
crab
a
cakes.
Coffee rub burger from Zeke's.
Or a cup of coffee.
Or a cup of coffee.
With your coffee rub burger.
Yes, absolutely.
The coffee rub burger really sounds like not a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah,
they should.
We were just we were on Sunday brunch segment this past Sunday.
What channel?
On WBAL.
Okay.
And
making
that? They talked about it, you know, talked about serving it this Sunday. So it was a really nice piece, so you should try to go listen to it. They gave you a lot of good promo.
Peabody did. We did a collaboration with Peabody.
Oh, Peabody beer. Brewery.
Mr. Trash Reel beer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I love Mr. Trash Reel.
We did we do an ongoing fundraiser. We do it for WETA. We do it for we have a bunch that we donate a dollar per bag, but for every pound of Mr. Trash Wheel you buy, we give a dollar to Mr. Trash Wheel.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then they reached out to – the Peabody reached out to the two of us, and we did a beer.
Nice.
But unfortunately –
Is it a coffee stout or like – no?
I think it's a coffee stout.
I love coffee stouts too. I love coffee. I mean, I do, you know, so
– We can tell.
Yeah.
He says he
I'm
drinks.
Not a coffee guy, by the
he
way.
He said all crap.
Did we you serve you. Me full test?
It's full.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. My poor wife when I get out of here tonight.
Right.
Going. Tell everybody about Shipping Crab Cakes, Marcella, because we talked about it a couple hours ago when we got here. But the cutoff is not December 23rd.
No.
Don't be calling her and saying, I want to ship crab cakes to California tomorrow. A little bit of planning goes a long way. But if you're in the neighborhood, they can certainly stop by and buy crab cakes at the door on the 21st, 22nd. Yeah,
we
I mean,
sell,
leading up to Christmas in the
uncooked.
Area, right here at the door, you come in and grab and go. Yeah. And you love that.
Yes, we sell uncooked crab cakes every day. A lot of people come and get them, especially if they're traveling.
That's how I like to do it.
Yeah. And then if you're having a party, you can reshape them into smaller size and to serve more people.
See, I thought you would think that's blasphemous to reshape the 11-ounce crab cake.
She's a smart woman.
As long as I don't have to do the reshaping.
She's a smart woman.
Right.
I told her I take it home. I cut it in third.
I would probably shape it into the bust of a famous person or something.
That's an artist.
Michelangelo. We could come up with something.
Yeah. You all ever do the Holy Cross Church down on Broadway?
No.
The Polish church?
No. What about it? I've been there.
They did the Polish Thanksgiving last weekend before Thanksgiving, and I went down and got pierogi, chalupki, and all that stuff.
Kielbasa sauerkraut, doing it upright.
They sell you frozen stuff. You can do it, and they sell fresh. And they're not plugging them, but they're doing it again.
Well, my wife's Polish, so she'll be down.
They're
and
so damn
up.
Good. Darn
she'll be
good.
On. Yeah, it's damn good.
It's really
fine.
Good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Shipping.
So, yes,
well,
last day that we are shipping is the 17th of December, which is a Tuesday. So you have to have your order in by Monday, December 16th.
That's soon.
To ship in time for Christmas.
Plan ahead. If you love your family and you know you're going to send them Cocoa's
crab cakes,
get on it.
You can do it right now. You can go online and do it right now. The earlier the better, because we are going to be swamped.
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you.
This is the kickoff for me and our eggnog classic. They do have eggnog at the bar here, as well as delicious margaritas. And they serve Zeke's coffee here at Cocoa's
Pub. Today. You love our eggnog.
I didn't turn it down. I thought when it came... When the coffee came not black, that's going to anger Thomas here.
Put some cream in it.
Well,
so
I mean,
I heard
found
him say that.
Cream behind the bar, you know, yeah, it was special
right.
cream.
Yes.
I think I said bourbon, but I don't know if you heard it.
I'm not
I knew
Irish.
I still had to work, so.
It's still the afternoon. Rasig, happy holidays to
happy
you. Merry Christmas to you.
And now,
you have little grandkid Rasigs. Are they running around here for Christmas?
We're going to be up there. They live in Brooklyn, New York, and we're going to be up there with our two identical twin boys. Grandkids, so we're excited.
Take it
about
for
that.
Pizza. Forgot about it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I heard a great story that when he took his wedding vows with Terry, they said, "Do you resig take Terry?" Is that true?
yes.
Everyone calls him resig.
I told you that story.
Terry
did. Calls him resig
when we were at the.
Right.
I've known Rasig since I was 15 years old. I'm 56.
There you go.
Do the math on that.
He got his name, Nasty Nestor. Do you know
yes.
that?
Oh, really? Know
his,
that, yeah.
His children.
Not grandchildren, but my children.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Named it.
Short story long, because somebody in the audience doesn't know this. I lost a baseball bet with Rasig at the paper one night. I had gone to Philadelphia, and there were a bunch of guys hit home runs off these Phillies relievers. And I said, I'll babysit your kids if you can tell me the first names of these guys. And he won the bet on the late great, who became a friend of mine, Todd Froworth.
Todd Froworth.
Wow. He got Todd. He got Froworth.
Don't ask me that now. I would never remember.
So it's 1989.
Back then.
And I, as a good man, as a man of honor that I am, and you've known me to be.
Yes.
I made good on the deal to go babysit his kids. This is in 1989, in the fall of 89. So your kids were what, 7 and 8, 8
yeah,
and 6, whatever.
That's right.
My kid was like 5. My kid's a little younger than his kids. So I had 3 sub-10-year-old boys over on Eastwood Drive in 1989. I was 21 years old and single. And I had a date that night. And I took these kids and I said, you're going to bed early, all of you. And when I sent them to bed early that night, they started calling me. Instead, they called me Uncle Nestor in the beginning because it was kind of funny,
out of his family.
Then they started calling me Uncle Nasty Nestor. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Nasty Nestor became my name in 1989. I got a radio show in 1991, and I'm like, "Hi, you're listening to my show. My name is Nestor," and so I just started. Using this Nasty Nestor
another
thing.
Origin story. There it is.
So there it is.
We've got an origin story from all three of you.
Nothing
guys
as good as a civet yeah, bean. Really. We're that origin.
No, that's amazing.
That's a hell of an origin story.
That's incredible origin story. Yeah.
So can I plug a couple things for Zeke's?
1,000,000%, yes.
Cool. So the holidays are coming up. We got lots of gifts and stuff.
A whole bag of stuff is what he's got.
We got T-shirts you can get at the at the cafe.
Smells like coffee.
These are evil.
Coffee-scented T-shirts.
Chocolate.
Now, this is my angle. Chocolate-covered espresso beans? Yes. Yes.
We got all kinds of things. We're doing gift boxes. We're doing a holiday survival kit. It's going to look like it's shipped from the warehouse, but it's going to have a six-pack of holiday beer, holiday roast, and a bag of those. So
everything you need to get through the first snowstorm.
Sure.
Or at least through Christmas.
Or wrapping gifts or whatever. Because this will help you wrap gifts. Wrap gifts. Right. We have normal, like other gift baskets with travel mugs and tea. And you can build your own is essentially what I'm saying.
How amped up would I be if I eat chocolate-covered espresso beans?
If you stick around four, you'll be good.
I mean, I love coffee. I don't love what it does to me.
What if you eat that whole bag of those?
I made the mistake. When we first did this, these are our beans that we sent up to Copper's Chocolate, who invented the chocolate-covered coffee bean.
Wow.
Dark chocolate by Copper's Chocolatiers of New York City.
Yeah. That chocolate is it's 11 to 1 is what we chose on the ratio. But when they first came in, we had a half a pallet. I'm like, woo! And it was 6 o'clock. We were wrapping up, and I started eating them.
Next thing you know, it's 3 a.m.
I couldn't sleep.
I got to get
drank. I smoked. I could not fall asleep.
This is a pre-noon chocolate bean.
Or if you're wrapping gifts late.
Or if you're doing the Zeke-a-thon, you just take four or five of those, and you can make the whole do the whole marathon.
That's another thing. We got a Zeke-a-thon. We got a couple of our
What is a Zeke-a-thon?
To me, I mean, I don't want to insult Dave or Joe, but it's a Seinfeld thing. They're just hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah. They said it's a friendship thing. So I'm going to go with that, too. But
it's just the length of the day. You know,
they sit from
7
to 6.
Yeah. And so people come in and out. It really was fun last year.
What day is this you were doing this?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah.
Which is followed up by we get to have Hartford Road Happy Hour that day. That night,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and
that's
going 6 to 9. Earlier I talked about the events up at the lot.
The Christmas Christmas tree lighting? I can't remember. Holiday on Hartford.
Holidays
right?
on Hartford.
Yeah. HolidaysOnHartford.com. I promoted this earlier.
Yeah, we did all that earlier.
And if you want to order any of our coffees, you can go to Zeke'sCoffee.com. There's two options. Pick the warehouse option because that's the one that we ship pounds of coffee. The other one is our cafe, which you can pre-order your stuff and come pick up.
Nice.
As you need.
As I'm going to do on the 13th for Zeke-a-thon.
You'll
order there, I'm sure.
Yeah, muffins. I'm a muffin man.
Oh, do we have muffins? So
we're gonna have signature stuff, right?
I hope we can get that. We're running short on time.
Yes. Okay.
We have a baker in house now.
So I'm a muffin.
Oh, nice.
So you make me a good muffin, I'll come have coffee with you.
95% of the stuff that you eat at Zeke's Coffee is scratch made in house.
Nice.
We don't make English muffins because they're a little hard to make.
Yes.
We go through so many of them and wraps. Joe, our chef, is 2-time Baltimore Best. Chef.
What's the best thing on your menu?
Food?
No offense to her crab cake, but the best thing here is the cocoa shrimp. I mean, the shrimp are my thing here, you know.
I bet the crab cake's the best thing here.
I know that, but I'm promoting the coconut shrimp.
The burger's good. I love the burger.
Burger's good,
I love the fish and chips, too. The fish and chips are awesome here.
I haven't had the fish and chips here.
Also good.
But what do I like to eat the most? I like a breakfast sandwich, basically wheat. Sausage. He blends his own sausage.
See that?
Wow,
that's what we learn.
Nice.
I get a hash brown on it, and cheddar cheese.
All right, I'm coming. I'm there. I'm in for Zeke-a-thon.
Wait,
nice.
Lucky the 13th.
Wait till you see the pastry case.
Yeah, the best part is we tape this. If I come on the 13th, the Ravens can't lose between now and then.
That's good.
Can't miss any kicks. Can't have any problems. You know, I mean,
that's a great point. Yeah.
I just don't understand. He's kicking him long enough. He's in his head.
It's in his head.
Yeah. He's in his head.
It's in his head. That's right.
Totally.
I've already offered, you know, the Royal Farms commercial where he's the psychologist. I've already offered to be that psychologist for him. Yeah, that's right. Well, if he had your coffee, he'd be fine.
That's it. He needs the espresso.
He needs to be fueled by Zeke's is what he needs.
Let's go.
We need something. We need him
for Royal Farms sponsor here.
We need him for the playoffs, man. We just need
that's
him
what
for
we
the
need.
Playoffs. Yeah.
That's what we
hey,
need.
Hey, look, thanks for coming by. And thanks for all you did for me years ago. I don't know if I've ever said thanks, but you guys would come out and make coffee for our listeners on our trips as a getaway. Everybody had to pee when they got on the bus, but that was another story. Might have been the beer. Might have been the beer.
Or the Chick-fil-A. I remember.
That was there, too, usually in the mornings, too. It was the little biscuits. Mars is here. We are here in the place we love to come. It's Coco's. We have begun our holiday trek here. I'm going to try to not gain too much weight, drink too much coffee, eat too much holiday goodies. Guys handed me chocolate. Dara Bungeon came by and made me biscotti to go home with my coffee. Marsh is going to send me out of here with crab cakes. You recommend for me Royal Blue, is you think is the blend I'm going to like?
If you say you like Italian roasts and stuff, you can drink this. That's the darkest we have.
All right.
But this is my favorite.
Now, is it true that dark coffee has less caffeine?
It is true.
Okay. So that's what I need to stick with because caffeine makes me totally
I like
crazy.
It. It's richer and smokier. It's
more coffee-ish.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say no to that a little bit because I think like the lighter roasts that are from Central America or what I smelled when my mom was making 8 o'clock coffee.
But I can never make them taste rich enough for me. I can never make, like, that lighter roast. I can use 5 times the amount of beans, less water.
Filtered water.
It just
proper brewing, proper grind, fresh
grind. It's too
grind.
Thin for me. It's not.
Can do it. I have faith in you, Nestor. How do you brew your coffee? What's your machine?
Cuisinart.
Okay, so when you stop at Zekathon at Z's Coffee on Friday the 13th.
There we go. Lucky.
Grab a Melita single cup brewer and a small pack of number 2 filters and play with it. You'll make, and as soon as that tea kettle makes its noise, start brewing. You'll see what I'm talking about.
If he only knew that I wake up every morning at like 3 a.m. and it's like,
Nestor.
The lights are out. My wife's asleep. Sometimes a kitty's asleep between my legs, and I leave her there. And I go down, and it's my little thing, you know?
In the morning.
Grind it.
Everybody wakes up.
Grind it. And then I.
Oh, you got to get a better grinder.
Nice and quiet, you know, for my wife. Put it in there. And then I hear beep, beep, beep. And that means, and I hear. And I know it's done.
Good sound effect.
And then about 3:28 in the morning.
Can you imagine what time I get up in the coffee industry?
Ooh, I don't know. You probably don't sleep,
yeah,
dude.
No, I sleep. Right. Yeah. I love sleeping.
I'm a sleeper, too.
Your next investment will be a Burr coffee grinder instead of a spice mill.
You're going to make me bougie. You're going to make me. I'm going to lose my Dundalk card if I keep this up.
You can keep it. Dundalk people can drink good coffee.
Oh, I'm allowed. Royal Blue or the Gunpowder Espresso Italian Roast. One of these is going to be renamed the Nasty Nestor Blend once I figure it out. Thomas Rhodes is here. Rasig is my co-host. Marcella is here. All of her group here. Eric, Liz, Baz. Everybody's been running around here today treating people right for the holidays. Come on in. You tell me it's going to be a winter wonderland in here on Saturday.
The real Santa's going to be here Saturday. It is so much fun. You really should come by.
Well,
it's not just for kids. The bar will be open.
Rest in peace, Bill.
Rest in peace, Bill.
I miss our old Santa.
Our old Santa.
He passed
that
away
used
this year.
Around
the neighborhood dressed as Santa for all the events.
He also looked like Jerry Garcia. Yeah.
What a wonderful life it is for anyone who plays the role of Santa, right?
He did a great job on his sidecar. Yeah. He would drive his sidecar and his wife dressed up as an elf. They were badass.
Yeah, you know, I used to say this to Billick all the time as my partner when he – partnered with us 15 years ago. I would go out with him like 2-3 times a year, and we'd walk places. Like Coco's was a sponsor, we would stop by middle of the day, take a picture, go in the kitchen, do all that. It was like being with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I was with him,
I would think,
because he's 6'7",
right?
And he was so famous, you know, and he's
famous.
So good with everyone always. But I would always say to him, we'd get in the car somewhere, because we would just stop to pee somewhere. We'd just be out on the road, and like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. We'd stop, go in, hey coach, and I'm like. It's like me with Santa Claus hanging out. Because people see him and they would just smile.
I wish I could have tagged along with him because I enjoyed him so much.
Oh, he's
and
such
I,
a good
as a
man.
Cartoonist, I really enjoyed him.
Oh, my God, he'd be great
to
draw.
He was great to draw and great, interesting coach, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You could draw Harbaugh for however long he's here. He's got a job for life, apparently, right?
Apparently, yeah.
On next week's program, we'll talk football.
Yeah, okay.
I love being here at Coco's. I love giving out our Raven scratch-offs. I'm going to give them to everyone in the bar. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on Thursday. We're going to be at Fadley's at Lexington Market next Wednesday. Matt Gallagher signed up to be a victim on that show. On Tuesday the 17th, we're at Amici's a Little Italy. They don't have a crab cake, but we're going
to
make it up. We're going to get a Pane Rotondo.
Stop in there on
Please.
Tuesday.
Please.
I live down that way. Amici.
We're going to be at Amici's on the
17th. I've never been in there.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's such
goodness.
Such a good restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they make the best chicken parm, if you ask me.
Okay.
Thank
Tuesday
you for saying
17th.
That. I would say
in the
this.
Daytime, same time.
I Pimp Your Coconut Shrimp. And Dara Bungeon, I want to give her some love because she came on. She's the food enthusiast from Jay Moore. She spent an hour here talking about her corn pudding that she added to my Thanksgiving. The whole notion of, like, doing this and talking about food and getting people together, she said to me, I didn't know her until she sat down next to me a little while ago, but she was texting me yesterday, and I said to her, the coconut shrimp, have you ever had it? Because she loves your crab cake. And she said, no, I haven't. I said, it's top five thing in the city that you don't know about that you need to get. And she's like, ooh, you know, she's a foodie. Foodie's like, don't you tell, whatever else. I would say, if I'm making a list of things, the meatball at Amici's, if you get the meatballs appetizer and you get the bread, the cheese bread that's in the oven, and you combine, you put the meatball on the bread. I call that the Nasty Nestor sandwich because it's not on their menu. You got to order the cheese bread and then order the meatballs and put it together like a meatball sub.
Right.
And it has something to do with the garlic toast and the cheese with the meatball.
Okay.
That's a winner.
I haven't eaten lunch
And I would
yet.
Say the other, if I top five, not, the number one thing in the city for me, no offense to you or any crab cake or anything else, the tempura broccoli at Ekebin is my
amazing.
Favorite thing.
That is also great.
Like, that is a top five.
I've tried that since.
It's in my top
That's
five.
That's awesome.
You mentioned it. It is delicious.
So the coconut shrimp to me is one of those things, but the meatball to Amici's. And listen, the chicken parm. The Pani Rotunda is their crab cake, right? Everybody gets that. That's their thing. It's a shrimp scampi in a bread bowl. Phenomenal. Right. Everybody will get that. Get the meatballs. Don't sleep on the red sauce at Amici's.
So maybe I'll see there.
I got to come up with the next two things. I think the Berea quesadilla at Nacho Mama's in Towson, whoo, that's good. You know, so I'm just trying to think of things I love.
Well, this is the season for either Mastalone's or Di Pasquale's meatball sub.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's a killer.
Yeah.
That's a
killer.
Napper.
I like that.
It's Sunday, Saturday afternoon watching
Another
football and sleep.
Another
I love
in
about
the hood
all this,
place.
These are all local
sandwich
businesses.
Is big enough for like a party. It's cute.
I used to eat
like
it.
This big.
I used to eat it by myself.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do it anymore. I used to eat what I'm getting for dinner by myself. I can't do it.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't eat as much anymore.
I know
you expected me to plug the meatballs at IKEA, but I'm not going to do that.
My son loves them.
All right, buy local, shop local, get out to Coco's, come by, see the parrots, and have a margarita, and have some spiked eggnog with Marcella. I am Nestor. My thanks to Rasig, who left his wife at home because she froze here the last time, but I really need to talk about
it. Oh, I didn't know.
No.
I know.
Please.
You know, I'm the only one that's cold around here. Everyone else says it's too hot in here, and if I turn the heat up, I get yelled at.
My wife,
the place.
You know, you can't. if it was 75 in here, it would be too cold for Terry. So you know,
I am the biggest wimp on a 25 degree day you've ever seen in your life.
I'm sitting here freezing now. Feel my
Thomas
hands.
Was at the Penn State game in 15 degree weather last week.
Wind chill 15.
I did forget to give you our website for shipping.
Go ahead.
We talked about it.
What is it?
It is cocospub.com. Click on the shipping, and it'll take you right to our shipping section where you can place your order. Super easy. We also now have shipping gift cards. So you can purchase a gift card for crab cakes if you want to, you know, send crab cakes to someone, but you don't know when they're going to be home. You can purchase a gift card.
We went through this earlier.
Yeah.
When you ship crab cakes, it's not a surprise. You have to tell the people
so
they're coming.
So now you can get a gift card, right? And they can
Your
get
story.
A gift card.
And just place the order.
And then place the order right through the website with that shipping gift card.
And then you can eat them on Valentine's Day if you want, or eat them whenever, you know, get
exactly.
them fresh when you want them.
And,
right.
and when you're done ordering your crab cakes, you can go to ZeeksCoffee.com and order yourself a couple pounds
there you go.
For the morning.
Coffee and crab cakes.
Woo!
Man.
Woo!
There's something brewing there.
I'm thinking about I had no idea about the coffee-rubbed burger. Now you got me like Jones in that. So.
You guys got to right. come down
I got to take a break. We're going to come back, talk some football. Luke's been running around bye week. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour everywhere. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I feel like Oprah when you get a ticket. You get a ticket. Everybody gets a free ticket. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. Also want to give a shout out to Curio Wellness, Foreign Daughter, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions, 1-800-CLEAN-WATER, for keeping my water clean and making the holiday and spirits bright as well. Big appreciation for the Oyster Tour and what they've done for our 26th
Hold
anniversary.
One more thing, though. We would like to offer to your listeners, if they mention WNST at the shop, a free 10-ounce cup of coffee.
Man.
Nice.
Dark roast?
Any light, medium, dark, or decaf?
Don't get the
very
light
nice.
Roast. Get the dark. Get real coffee if you're going to
Well, I'd love to do
out.
That for a crab cake, but cost is a little bit different.
You
on
can do a
crab
pack
cake.
Of crackers, maybe.
Pack bag of crackers.
I knew we were going to talk about that civet when you came by. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We are back for more on WNST. Stay with us.
Oh, man. Oh.